Well, George Galloway is here, and Mayor Weinstein, director of the Jewish Defence League in Canada, joins us from Toronto. Mr. Weinstein, you don't really think this man's a threat to national security, do you?
Excuse me?
Do you really think he's a threat to national security?
Absolutely.
Why?
He is a threat to national security of Canada. The reason why is because a couple of reasons. His unyielding support for the Hamas and the Hezbollah. He is a proxy agent of these organizations. On his very website, he wrote an article where he says, "I glorify Hezbollah and I glorify the leader of Hezbollah, Nasrallah." Also, just a short while ago, he gave money to the head of the Hamas organization in Gaza. And he has given speeches encouraging the building of tunnels and the bombings. And any man who supports Hamas the way he does and Hezbollah the way he does is in favor of educating children to become suicide bombers. He's a danger to this country.
Let me just introduce you to George Galloway. What would you say?
Well, when they gazetted this decision in The Sun this morning, which tells you a lot about the kind of government they have in Canada, they said it was about Afghanistan. So I don't know what the Jewish Defense League has to do with that, although I'm happy to debate Palestine and Lebanon with him. Tony Blair met with Hezbollah just yesterday. The British government has just announced that it's resuming talks with Hezbollah. And the reason is obvious, as we found in Northern Ireland. You can't pick and choose who other people have to represent them. And both Hamas and Hezbollah have the benefit, unlike your guest in Canada, of being a democratically elected political force. Now, I think the reference to Hamas is about the aid convoy that we took to Palestine. Hundreds of British people, all British citizens, in more than 100 British vehicles, delivering aid to starving people who don't have the means of staying alive otherwise because of the siege. The people to whom we gave the aid were the elected representatives of the Palestinian people. As one democratic politician, I handed the keys to these vehicles to another democratic
elected
politician.
But lots of governments around the world say they're terrorists. I mean,
well,
this our government.
They say it today, but they won't say it tomorrow, as you know very well. If we speak to Hezbollah yesterday, we'll be speaking to Hamas tomorrow.
Mr. Weinstein.
Hamas and Hezbollah is listed by the Canadian government as terrorist organizations. As far as democracy goes, it's how democracy is subverted. You could say Adolf Hitler was democratically elected in Germany by the German people.
But what's wrong with free speech is the point.
I'm sorry, but I have to finish my point. And 6 million Jews were murdered then by the Nazis. The point is that Hamas says that in their charter that it is their goal to destroy Israel and to kill Jews where they are. That's in their charter.
But what is wrong with free speech? What is wrong with
that we should support Hamas? This is not an issue of free speech. It's under the criminal code that you cannot give financial support and you cannot support Hamas and Hezbollah. It's a criminal offense in Canada, and therefore he's barred from
you
Canada.
I'm a 5 times elected British Member of Parliament. I speak in Canada every year in all the major cities. I've done and said nothing in the last 12 months since I was in Canada that would warrant this decision. And they'll have to defend it in court because the organizers of the tour, the public that did want to hear me, are going for a judicial review of this decision.
But do you think this is really about Afghanistan?
I think it's really about
the popularity of Canadian troops there.
I think it's really about the upcoming Canadian elections in which the neocon pro-Bush government of Canada is about to be gutted, just like the US Republicans were.
Mr. Weinstein?
Well, listen, we are extremely determined to uncover any proxy agents of Hamas and Hezbollah, and we've been successful right now in regards to Mr. Galloway.
Well, you don't have to uncover me. I'm an open
organizations.
Book.
We will be looking into these organizations in Canada that have invited him. Their links to terror groups as well. That's the mandate.
That's a very serious threat. I was actually to speak in the one of the major churches in Toronto, so there's just a warning there that they're going to be looked into. This is the kind of government, for the moment, that Canada has. The good news is the election's coming up soon, and they're going to be swept away, just like the Bush government that they were the terrible twin of.
We want to make sure that the Hamas organization teaches will not reach children in Canada. Mm. And we're going to do our utmost to see to it that proxies of radical Iran are kept away from Canada.
Okay, well, are you going to go? Are you going to try and get in
there
from Canada?
I'll be there on the border, and if I can't cross the border, then I'll address those who want to hear me in Canada by other means. There are plenty of other means. We're not at the mercy of your
and
friend in
Toronto.
And
if he uses those other means, if he uses those other means, we will see to it that the Canadian government will be monitoring every individual and organization that will have anything to do with it. Again, no funding from Canada.
Okay, sounds like it's going to be a battle of the loud hailing.
These are very venal and brute threats which are being made by your guest against Christian groups and other peace groups in Canada. And that tells you all you need to know really about them. My views on Afghanistan are that I want to save Canadian and British and American and other NATO troops from needless and pointless deaths. I want to bring them home. Whether you agree with me on that or not, surely I have the right to speak about it. And a debate is what's required. And you can't get debate by excluding people.
On that note,
this is not a freedom of speech issue.
I'm afraid we.
Not a freedom of speech issue.
I'm afraid on that we have to leave it there.
And he's not allowed in.
Mr. Weinstein, thank you very much indeed for joining us. George Galloway, thank you.